I didn't say nothing, just looked at him. "What you looking at, boy?" he said, and spat in the dirt. The other two just laughed. The white lady didn't say nothing, just looked down at her shoes. Except for the horses chuffing, things got quiet, like the yellow spell before a cyclone. Then the boy closest to me slung a grass rope round my neck, like he was roping a calf. He jerked it tight, cutting my breath. The noose poked into my neck like burrs, and fear crawled up through my legs into my belly. I caught a look at all three of them boys. I remember thinking none of them was much older than me, but their eyes was flat and mean. "We're going to teach you a lesson about bothering white ladies," said the one holding the rope. That was the last thing them boys said to me. I don't like to talk much about what happened next, because I ain't looking for no pity party. That's just how things was in Louisiana in those days. Mississippi, too, I reckon. Since a couple of years later, folks started telling the story about a young colored fella named Emmett Till, who got beat till you couldn't tell who he was no more. He whistled at a white woman, and some other good old boys, seemed like them woods was full of them, didn't like that one iota. They beat that boy till one of his eyeballs fell out.